From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Stutson, and these are your headlines for Wednesday, August 14th. As progress continues to be made on the Park Fire, officials are focusing their messaging on staying safe when returning to areas impacted by the fire. At a press conference yesterday, Tehama County Sheriff David Kane repeated a message he says he's brought up to the public nearly every day: driving safely.
There is still fire apparatus working, as you've heard. There are road crews working in the area, and we just want everyone, no matter who you are, to drive appropriately.
He says firefighters will remain working in the area.
And we will take appropriate enforcement actions if necessary if you're not driving in a proper way.
Weather conditions are expected to continue to help with firefighting efforts this week. The fire is 40% contained and nearly 430,000 acres. Some Sutter County residents may soon have more access to low-cost, high-speed internet. NSPR's Adia White has more.
A more than $13 million grant would go to Comcast to help construct infrastructure. That's according to a recent draft resolution from the California Public Utilities Commission. The project will serve about 1,600 customers in Yuba City and Live Oak. It's part of a $2 billion program that aims to increase internet access in underserved communities. Sutter was one of five counties slated to receive funding in the most recent round of awards. Other counties include Marin, Mendocino, San Benito, and Santa Cruz. The commission says a final vote is expected at its September meeting. In Chico, I'm Addie White.
Increasingly, people are looking to landscape their yards with native plants as an alternative to more traditional varieties. NSPR's Ken Duvall explains they can be a better choice for several reasons.
According to reporting by the Plymouth Sun, native varieties are adapted to local conditions. Those found in the North State thrive in a drier climate, need less water, and are generally drought tolerant. They also provide valuable habitat for birds and pollinators like bees and butterflies. They usually require less maintenance, and they can be trimmed for a more formal look in the same way as non-native varieties.
Late summer is one of the best times to plant native species, so now is a good time to start planning your new garden. Many California teens who deal with addiction don't have access to evidence-based treatment. Cap Radio's Megan Myskowski reports health providers and advocates are asking the state to fix that.
Jamie Congdon is a pediatrician and professor at UC San Francisco. She says between pediatric providers and providers trained to treat opioid addiction,
there's almost no overlap.
A study from earlier this year showed that there's also a shortage nationwide of treatment for young people.
That really whittles down to almost no availability of residential treatment for minors who need that inpatient, at least to start their treatment.
When the study was conducted, there were no open beds in California facilities that both took Medicaid and offered buprenorphine, which the American Academy of Pediatrics supports as a treatment for opioid addiction. And a recent Yale University study showed that non-medication-based treatments could be worse than no treatment at all. There are limited bills still in play in the California legislature aimed at expanding treatment. One bill would allow minors 16 and older to receive medical treatment for opioid addiction without a parent's consent. The National Institutes of Health say that teen overdose deaths are on the rise, even though teen drug use is declining. Megan Myskowski, Cap Radio News.
All public school students in the Plumas Unified School District can eat breakfast and lunch for free at school. That's according to reporting by the Plumas Sun. The district will continue to operate the Community Eligibility Provision, or CEP, program. The program provides no-cost meals for school districts located in low-income areas and is administered by the federal government. Butte County is now offering free plans to residents rebuilding homes. The county's Department of Development Services announced the new program last week, but told NSPR it expects the design plans to be completed in the fall. The project includes three draft plans, with home sizes ranging from around 600 to 1,200 square feet. The designs were selected after Development Services hosted community outreach meetings earlier this summer, where residents could vote for their preferred designs. Scientists say California's earthquake early warning system is working. 800,000 smartphones received alerts in connection with two quakes within the past week, including a 4.4 magnitude quake in LA on Monday that was felt as far south as San Diego. The California Report's Monty Bolaños has more.
The alerts are provided by the California Office of Emergency Services through the MyShake app. John Goodell with Cal OES says these alerts are extremely important in providing preventative action, such as ducking, covering, and holding on.
You hear about hurricanes are coming, you know, sometimes weeks out in advance. You kind of know when wildfires are going to happen because we have wildfire weather with, you know, red flag warnings. But earthquakes, it's a no-notice disaster. You'd have no idea when it's going to strike. As we're talking right now, we could have a massive earthquake, and we have no way of knowing except for this tool. And what it does is it gives you valuable seconds that could potentially save your life.
Goodell recommends taking other preventative actions as well, such as having a family plan, listening to authorities, and packing a go bag or a stay-home kit.
That was the California Report's Monty Bolaños. Residents can pick their own peaches at Chico State's University Farm today. The You Pick Peach event invites members of the community to visit the farm and take home locally grown produce from the university's College of Agriculture. There will also be fresh corn and meat from the university's meat laboratory available for purchase. The meat lab is usually only open on Thursdays and Fridays. Today's event is open from 8 in the morning today until noon at the University Farm. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, August 14th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also find a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.